This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. President Bush is at his Texas ranch today hosting Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. U.S. officials have spoken optimistically about Sharon's planned pullout from Gaza, and they see this as a moment for reviving the search for a permanent peace. But many analysts say this is an opportunity that could be missed if the Bush administration does not keep its pledge to get more involved in the complexities of the Middle East peace process. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Before Sharon left for Crawford, Israeli officials put forward some new diplomatic challenges for President Bush. Israel wants the U.S. to help cover the cost of its withdrawal from Gaza. It also announced plans to extend a large West Bank settlement to Jerusalem. President Bush has responded to those plans only in general terms by pointing out Israel's obligations under the so-called roadmap.
Our position is very clear that the roadmap is important. And the roadmap calls for no expansion of the settlements.
Clarity, though, is something many analysts say is missing. U.S. officials have raised some concerns with the Israelis about the plans to build 3,500 new homes between Male Adumim and Jerusalem. But Stephen Cohen, president of the Institute for Middle East Peace and Development and a scholar for the Israel Policy Forum, believes President Bush hasn't been firm enough. Cohen says the future of Jerusalem is at stake.
Israel is taking steps to close the Palestinians off from thinking about their future as including any part of Jerusalem. And I think that it's going to be impossible for any Palestinian leader to accept a permanent agreement with Israel in which it does not have a foothold and the capital in part of Jerusalem.
Israeli officials have tried to reassure the Bush administration that there are no imminent plans to start building the extension of Male Adumim. Both Israeli and U.S. officials seem determined not to let the issue overshadow the main thrust of today's talks, the Gaza pullout. David Makovsky of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy sees key issues being swept under the rug, issues the U.S. needs to discuss with Sharon and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, also known as Abu Mazen.
Bush is trying to juggle both support for Sharon's domestic political situation with the Abu Mazen's situation, and the net effect is everyone could leave Crawford with a fudge. I think it's wired right now for a fudge, frankly. But I don't think this wiring for a fudge is going to work over time. I think there has to be some clear understandings. Can Israel build on the blocks or not?
He lists other issues that need clarity, whether Israelis and Palestinians will coordinate the Gaza pullout, what the U.S. is doing about that, and how the Bush administration intends to help Palestinian leader Abbas implement reforms. Richard Haass, a former top State Department official who's now president of the Council on Foreign Relations, says America's agenda in the Middle East depends on real progress.
It will be far more difficult for this administration to be an effective voice for reform and democratization in the Middle East if there is not movement on the Palestinian front. You will not be able to get people's attention. Regimes will not have the confidence to reform, and the voice of the United States will not be as welcome or trusted.
Sharon's visit to the Crawford Ranch is expected to be followed soon by a White House visit for Mahmoud Abbas. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.